Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
The goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and we have a spirit lesson on today. We have some announcements. The Amazing Grace Ministries are ministering to the hurt and wounded every fourth Sunday at Christ Deliverance Center, located at 8226 South Muskegon Avenue at 2:30 p.m. Join Amazing Grace Ministries for Friday noonday prayer every Friday at 12 noon. Call-in number is 1-605-468-8807. The access code is 514828. I'm going to give it to you again. 1-605-468-8807. The access code is 351-4828. Come pray with us. The Old Testament survey classes have ended and will return in 2022. For more information, contact Dr. Maria Carey by email, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazenGraceMinistries, at gmail.com or phone her at 309-750-7584. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And to those who have sent the donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. Your donations are much appreciated. Thank you, Felicia, for your donation and listening to the radio show. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you again to all those who have donated to the ministry as we, Amazing Grace Ministry, Inc., with all of you, are destroying the yokes of bondage. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584 or email her, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. We have an exciting lesson, so please tune in. And if you want to go to the link is http://tobtr.com/s/120263766. And this will connect you to this lesson live. Let's get into the lesson. This word will captivate your mind, give you illumination in your heart, and lift you up to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to a great peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we prepare for the upcoming winter season. We are going to explore what it means to transition and prepare for winter. Sit back. Take notes. Let's go. The theme for this month is winning over stress and anxiety during the holidays. The holidays are usually viewed as a time of happiness and rejoicing. But for some people, it can be a period of painful reflection, sadness, and loneliness, in addition to being affected by fraud. The lesson for this second Saturday in the month of November is help. Identity has been stolen, and the holidays are here. Our text is coming from Joel 2:24-26, and this is the King James Version. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. John 10:10. This is the New King James Version. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. When you look at the word identity, the identity is the unique set of characteristics that can be used to identify a person as themselves and no one else. The word can be used in different ways in different contexts. On a personal level, identity often refers to a person's sense of self, meaning how they view themselves as compared to other people. When you say identity theft, it happens when someone steals your personal information to commit fraud. The identity theft may use your information to apply for credit, file taxes, or get medical services. These acts can damage your credit status and cost you time and money to restore your good name. So many people have been affected by fraud. People are sending texts on your cell phone stating that your account, like Amazon, your banking, Netflix, Prime Video, or any other services, have been compromised. Then they want you to connect to their link and give them your information to correct the problem, which is fraud. If you are unaware of the fraud, you connect, and they have all your information. Let's all be aware and don't click the link that they sent you, Call the company to see if it's legitimate. Satan stole your ID? People are taking money out of bank accounts without authorization. You hear every day about so many corporations that there has been a breach in their security system that results in data being stolen. That may consist of your name, your address, your date of birth, social security number, bank accounts, email addresses, so many other things, and the latest corporation was Robinhood. All stolen by hackers that has cracked the system to gather your information for fraudulent purposes. If you have ever been on Facebook, you have probably been a victim of a hacker with your Facebook page, been taken by someone else, and your pictures stolen. If you have an email account, you have probably been a victim of a hacker. We know those that have been there, which a hacker has stolen your email account and told all of your contacts that you have been stranded and needed money. If they are using your personal or financial information to make purchases or to get benefits, file taxes, or commit fraud, that's identity theft. They do this all year round. But it seems during the holidays, it goes into overdrive. We are born into a world that is acquainted with grief. So there are problems on every side of us. As we live in a world that is guided by Satan, who comes to steal everything that we have, Satan wants to steal our joy this holiday season. As we continue to deal with this pandemic that has taken so many of loved ones away, however, there still is a hallelujah that rings down in our souls. In Joel 2:15-27, according to Matthew Henry's commentary, the priests and the rulers are to appoint a solemn fast. The sinner's supplication is, spare us, good Lord. God is ready to succor his people, and he waits to be gracious. They prayed that God would spare them, and he answered them. His promises are real answers to the prayers of faith, with him saying and doing are not two things. Some understand these promises figuratively as pointing to the gospel's grace and as fulfillment in the abundant comfort treasures up for believers in the covenant of grace. We have a promise of God's grace and mercy. God is restoring to us what Satan has stolen. We can rely on our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has given us a new identity. We were bought with a price. That price was the fact that Christ died on the cross for us. So even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, as we struggle during this holiday season, we can depend on this hope that we have our identity in Christ Jesus. By acknowledging the presence of God in our lives and his ways to identify with Christ, who suffered for our sins that we might be free, according to 1 Peter 3:8, Christ was the ultimate victim. 1 Peter 3:18, and this is the New Living Translation. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit. He is our example of what it means to suffer and yet love your oppressor. Once you have become children of the King, you do not need to fear the world nor its inhabitants. Greater is he that lives in us than he that is in the world. God has you, and your outcome is, and we will win. 1 John 4:4, and this is the New Living Translation, said, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people. Because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Matthew 26:40-42, and this is the King James Version. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Our ID is not in the world, but is in Christ. Because in Christ, we are somebody. According to the passage of Scripture, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Romans 4:17, and this is the New King James Version, says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, presence of him who he believed God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. In the natural realm, what God is calling forth in us may not exist, but in God's eye, it does. So we need to ID with God in Christ Jesus. What God says about us is found in the Word of God. We are new creatures, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are the righteousness of God, 2 Corinthians 5:21. We have been healed, 1 Peter 2:24. We have been made rich, 2 Corinthians 8:9. We are accepted, Ephesians 1:16. We are free from sin, Romans 6. And here is your new ID. When you identify with Christ, God gives you a new identity. Instead of a sinner, you are called Christian. Instead of lost, you are called found. Instead of enemy, you are called friend. Instead of unrighteous, you are called righteous. Instead of sick, you are called healed. Instead of poor, you are called rich. When you understand your new identity in Christ, you will be a stronger and more stable Christian. Your faith will work for you better, your prayer life will be enhanced, and you will walk in a new level of authority. In conclusion, Psalms 23:4, and this is the New King James Version. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, telling me that even as violent as this world is, I have the victory in Christ Jesus. So whatever the devil tries to put on in front of me, steal from me, what fear? We fear no evil. Through our identification with Christ, we can walk on scorpions and not be harmed. We can stand up and be who God says that we are. Tell the enemy you know who you are in Christ. Speak light and tell the devil, don't mess with me because I'm identified with Christ. Restoration of the soul leads to abundant life in Christ. For areas of our life when we take time to cultivate an enthusiastic relationship with God. In some cases, professional help is needed. God leaves you with recourses. Maintain good security on all your devices, whether it is your phone, your computers, or television. We live in a world that is active with principalities in high places, as stated in Ephesians 6:12, and this is the New King James Version. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Cure methods are needed in our everyday living, which means we need to be watchful. 1 Peter 5:18, and this is the New Living Translation, says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Prevent identity theft. Secure your social security number. Don't carry your social security number in your wallet. Only give out your social security number when necessary. Don't share personal information like your birth date, social security number, or your bank account numbers because someone asked for it. Use the security features tooltips on your mobile phone. Review your credit card and bank account statements. Compare receipts with account statements. Watch for unauthorized transactions. Shred receipts, credit offers, account statements, and expired credit cards. This can prevent dumpster divers from getting your personal information. Store personal information in a safe place. Install firewall and virus detection software tooltips on your home computer. Identity theft. If you're dealing with tax, medical, or child identity theft, read special formula of ID theft. If you had personal or financial information lost or stolen, report identity theft to the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, online at identifytheft.gov or by phone at 1-877-438-4338. The FTC will collect the details of your situation. I'm going to give that to you again. Online at identitytheft.gov. Phone number 1-877-438-4338. Lastly, we must continue to pray without ceasing. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for all you are doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you because you are still in control. And there is nothing that is too hard for you, and there is nothing that is being done that you don't know about. God, we thank you for this word on today. We thank you for allowing Dr. Carey to put this identity theft message together to take time out to inform your people of Satan's devices. Thank you for the word to help us to know that we have a new identity when we come to you. Our identity is changed, and we have the ability to recover, to rebuild, and to restart. Lord God, you took us through some dark times, and we thank you in advance for the time to come. You keep on doing great things for us. You woke us up this morning with our minds towards heaven, looking to the author and the finisher of our faith. You have been on time, God, each and every time, even when we don't know what is going on. You have our backs, God. You are a great God, a mighty God, and we love you. We adore you. We lift your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that your name is above every name, and that every name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue is going to confess that you are Lord, that you are the Lord of Lords, and there is none like you. Oh, God, we give you glory to your name. Thank you, God, for life. Now go before us, God, and do for us what only you can do. Keep us in the center of your will. Look on Dr. Carey, God. Strengthen her. Strengthen her mentally, physically, and spiritually. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name. Look on your people everywhere. Look on our leaders, God. Look on the whole household of faith. Look on Dr. and Lady Gibbs, God. Look on the bereaved families, God. Look on Justin on today, God. Continue to lead and guide your people. Meet the need, God. Do it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your host and CEO is Dr. Maria Carey, and Evangelist Terry Rogers was your co-host on today. Tune in next week, same time. I will be returning. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed of the Lord.